Marty Lurie here with great major leaguer Rusty Staub. Rusty, of course, you come up with the Astros. I think I was there in 1963 on a vacation. I saw you play against the Pirates and the Dodgers, but what a moment for a young man.
Well, at that time, we actually were called the Colt 45s, and first series was against the San Francisco Giants. Jack Stanford was the pitcher, and I was really handling all the ballyhoo of getting my first major league start pretty well until we took the field. And I was so, you know, wound up that Howie Goss was the center fielder, this big, tall guy. And the first two balls he threw me to loosen up with, I threw him hard and about 10 feet over his head. And he called me down the first one. I said, I got it. The second one, I threw it about 12 feet over his head. And then my first at bat, I fouled off about 7 or 8 pitches and walked. And I did get an RBI single in the game. The Giants were a great team. They beat us like a drum. But it was obviously a very exciting day, your first day in the big leagues. And I was 19 for about 8 days at that time. And here I was playing against Willie Mays and Juan Marichal and McCovey and Cepeda and all those guys. It was a great day.
When did it all kick in for you when you became the real great major league hitter?
I knew I was a good hitter the second half of 1965. I was 21. We had gone in the Dome. You couldn't hit home runs there. Nobody but Jimmy Winn hit home runs there. And I decided, and sort of working on moving the ball around the field, and the second half of that year, from about July on, I hit 300, and I kind of knew what I was doing by then. And from then on, by the grace of God, things went well.
Who was your first manager?
My first manager was Harry Kraft, and he was a good man for me to be the first guy I played under because he was very patient and tried to, you know, help me along.
Well, Rusty Staub, thanks so much. Major league debut, you turned out to be one of the best. Thanks again.
Well, I tricked him for 23 years.